I'm so hungry tonight. No one's been out tonight yet. It's like they're all hiding from me. I can't imagine why. It's not like I've done anything to raise suspicion. I wonder if they've been feeding again. I told them not to do that. It always scared all the townsfolk away, and then we're stuck with cows and pigs to eat for almost about half a year till they forget. Ah. I should probably find her. I shouldn't have let her out of my sights. My sister has an awfully easy scent to find. Where are you? There. And it smells like blood. I swear if I find her another human again.
So delicious. Hypnosis is just the best way, isn't it? And no one will know. No one will ever know, will they? Not that sister of mine. No one. And others try to point it out, but they'll be lynched. And pointed out as the one who did it. I simply am truly amazing. Oh, Mother, thank you for this feast. I promise I won't... What's that? Oh, that scent. She's coming. Quickly. You never saw me. That bite mark on you is a birthmark you had your entire life. You woke up and saw you stabbed yourself in an accident on your hand and fell back asleep with blood all over you. Now where can I go? I just need to fly. I'm cleaning myself off. She won't know a thing. That scent.
Sister. Hi.
Oh, how long have you been there?
It was easy, you know. I can fly faster than anything. Faster than you. So, I do have a simple question. Maybe multiple. Maybe one. But generally, I do wonder... How many people have you been feeding on? Where and when? I mean, is it just a coincidence all the townsfolk are hiding and... You know, I'm starving. I want a delicacy. I want human blood. So... What have you done to alert the townsfolk? To make them not appear at night at all? I do wonder what you could have done. Maybe, just maybe, you've been feeding uncontrollably out of your mind. And you've left your dear sister starving.
But I didn't mean it. I went on so many dates without eating. Well, there were some that I ripped to shreds. There are other people I hypnotized. So they won't go telling the others or spilling. Please, I finished my meals.
Well, obviously, not thorough and secretive enough. Imagine how many families wake up to their family eaten. Or severely torn apart. Do you not think about how much that must cause harm?
What? Why should I? They're just humans. Give them enough time and they'll make more and more. It doesn't matter.
They may be worthless human scum on the planet. However, they don't have to be our main dish. They are a delicacy. And say, what if they all decided to move? Well, we'd find them. they continue to escape. There's only so many hours in a day. And you decided to chase them all off and make preparations to kill us. They know we're coming. And you know they won't hesitate. If they even suspect someone such as us.
So sorry, sister.
Save your sorries for another day. We must prepare for an attack. They'll attack any of our livestock. Except for babies. You've truly put us in jeopardy. Nevertheless, I have prepared. Here he is. This is Javier. He will watch over you from now on to make sure you do not make any more sudden moves. Which will place our family line in jeopardy. Are you hearing me?
What is he gonna do? Bite me? There's nothing a simple person like him could do. I'm years above him. Hundreds. A thousand, maybe. Huh? What just happened? Protect me? You have to be out of your mind. I'm royalty. Unhand me, you peasant. Not until the lady says so. Whatever do you mean? This is wrong.
You may unhand her.
He won't watch me forever.
Yes, he can.
Let me go. Hey, just where do you think you're putting your hands?
Let her go. He grabbed you like this because you attempted to escape. Be careful next time. Now, on to another matter. He may be protecting you, however, he was mine.
How could you, sister? Why don't you go get your own man?
Because I can't get anyone to deal with you.
Then I'll just have yours.
That won't work. You know I would be willing to sacrifice my own sister for my own deepest of desires.
What?
No. Let's get a move on. Shall we?